If the Trump administration's America is the bully of the global trading system, the European Union is the finger-wagging school prefect. Instead of threatening tariffs, its leaders have called for countries to play fairly. As a trade war has raged between America and China, the EU suggested a rules-based solution. When the Trump administration wrecked the system of solving disputes at the World Trade Organization, or WTO, the EU led the search for a fix. As the world's biggest exporter of services and second only to China for goods, it has a sizable stake in preserving order. Enter Phil Hogan, the EU's burly trade commissioner since December 2019. The EU is still a stickler for rules and the multilateralism that Mr. Hogan says is in our DNA. But he wants to wield a bigger stick. We have to stand up for our rights more assertively and aggressively, in my view, he tells The Economist. By this, he means defending the EU against unfair trading practices. The challenges range from concerns about China's state-led system of capitalism to fears that the EU's trading partners are not living up to their commitments. Part of his brief involves continuing efforts to rescue the system by which the WTO solves disputes. Meanwhile, he will have to manage the tense transatlantic relationship. If the job is not daunting enough, he will help negotiate what he hopes will be an amicable trade deal with Britain. Mr. Hogan's reputation as a canny politician willing to make tough decisions, his nickname in Irish politics was the Enforcer, suggests that he may be right for the job. On behalf of his home county of Kilkenny, where he entered Irish politics at the age of 22, he haggled effectively, for example, ensuring that the region's salt depot was in Kilkenny, partly so that in case of ice, the local roads would be salted first. He is no flat tire, as one Leinster admirer puts it. Later he drew controversy when in 2011, as Ireland's Minister for Environment, Community and Local Government, he was put in charge of introducing unpopular water charges. It damaged his reputation. But as a consolation prize, the Irish government backed him as the EU's Agriculture Commissioner. His experience over the following 5 years meant that he became intimately acquainted with the EU's most sensitive spots. Alongside Cecilia Malmström, then the EU's Trade Commissioner, he boasts of concluding no fewer than 15 trade agreements. According to some of the negotiators who were on the opposite side of the table, while he could be both charming and funny, his strategies to avoid giving concessions could be deeply frustrating. In some cases, he simply declined to show up.